Thank you very much, Maharaj. It's very purifying and illuminating. When we discussed how to divide the talks, Maharaj suggested that he would speak on the 10 offenses and that I could say something about Brahminical initiation. And Brahminical initiation marks another stage in the same process. It is the stage at which one is steady in chanting 116 rounds and following the regulated principles, and thus is able to stay on the spiritual platform. And thus one is eligible to worship the deity, because the deity is Brahman, and to serve the deity, we should also be on the Brahman platform. So I'll read one verse that discusses this position. From the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 14. Oh, thank you. Text 26. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. If you are able to follow, please repeat. Mam cha yo vyavicharena. Bhakti yogena sevate.
Bhakti yogena sevate.
Sagunan samatityaitan.
Sagunan samatityaitan.
Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Mam cha yo vyabhicharena.
Mam cha yo vyabhicharena.
Bhakti yogena sevate.
Bhakti yogena sevate.
Sagunan samatityaitan.
Sagunan samatityaitan.
Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Mam.
Mam.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Ya.
Ya.
A person who.
A person who.
Avyabhicharena.
Avyabhicharena.
Without fail.
Without fail.
Bhakti yogena.
Bhakti yogena.
By devotional service.
By devotional service.
Sevate.
Sevate.
Renders service.
Renders service.
Sa.
Sa.
He.
He.
Gunan,
Gunan.
The modes of material nature.
The modes of material nature.
Samatitya.
Samatitya.
Transcending.
Transcending.
Etan.
Etan.
All these.
All these.
Brahma Bhuyaya.
Brahma Bhuyaya.
Elevated to the Brahman platform.
Elevated to the Brahman platform.
Kalpate.
Kalpate.
Becomes.
Becomes.
Translation. One who engages in full devotional service unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature, and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Now you can repeat. One who engages in full devotional service,
unfailing in all circumstances,
at once transcends the modes of material nature,
and thus comes to the level of Brahman.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question, what is the means of attaining to the transcendental position? We just read it. So, what is the means for attaining to the transcendental position? Raise your hands. Okay. Yeah, yes, to go back. What is the means? Ananda Leela? Yes, Bhakti Yoga. To engage in unfailing devotional service. Correct. This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question, what is the means of attaining to the transcendental position? As explained before, the material world is acting under the spell of the modes of material nature. One should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. Instead of putting his consciousness into such activities, he may transfer his consciousness to Krishna activities. So the material world is being conducted on the spell of the modes of material nature, and there will always be upheavals, and we should tolerate them. We should not be we should not put our consciousness into such changes. Someone who's transcendentally situated, even if there's some reversal, he tolerates it and goes on with Krishna consciousness. And even if there's some good fortune, he also doesn't become unduly elated, but remains equipoised and continues in Krishna consciousness. This principle comes again and again in the Bhagavad Gita, and in an early series of talks that Srila Prabhupada gave in the summer of 1966 in New York City, he commented on this. Because this type of elation and sadness are all related to the bodily concept, to the false identification with the body. And he described it in such a personal way. Of course, the miseries we know. We could go on and on and on about the miseries. And we have to tolerate them and continue. But the same applies to happiness. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that some friend invites me and serves me a good meal, and immediately I feel, oh, I'm very happy. Or someone says, Swamiji, you're a great soul. Oh, I immediately feel happy. Because of identification with the body. It's natural to feel happy if you get a good meal, or someone praises you. But it's all related to the body. It's not really you. It's not really me. And therefore, we're detached. We don't take it so seriously, but we're serious about putting our energy and efforts into Krishna consciousness. Krishna activities are known as bhakti yoga, always acting for Krishna. This includes not only Krishna, but his different plenary expansions such as Rama and Narayan. He has innumerable expansions. One who is engaged in the service of any of the forms of Krishna or his plenary expansions is considered to be transcendentally situated. So we have Krishna, Radhakala Chanji, and Gornitai, Jagannath Baladev, and Subhadra. They are all Krishna, and being engaged in their service elevates us to the transcendental platform. One should also note that all the forms of Krishna are fully transcendental, blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal, Satchidananda Vigraha. Such personality of Godheads are omnipotent and omniscient, and they possess all transcendental qualities. So if one engages himself in the service of Krishna or his plenary expansions with unfailing determination, although the material modes of nature are very difficult to overcome, one can overcome them easily. This has already been explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto Krishna at once surmounts the influence of the modes of material nature. Daivihyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Maya, which consists of the three modes, is very difficult to overcome. But eva mam prapadyante mayam etam charantate. One who surrenders to Krishna through the process of bhakti yoga, especially chanting the holy name, but any of the processes or all of the processes, he can overcome Maya, can cross over Maya. To be in Krishna consciousness or in devotional service means to acquire equality with Krishna. The Lord says that his nature is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge, and the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme, as gold particles are part of a gold mine. Thus the living entity in his spiritual position is as good as gold, as good as Krishna in quality. So, in order to have a relationship with someone, you have to have something in common. If you don't have anything in common, you can't have a relationship with a person. So what we have in common with Krishna is that we are both by nature spiritual. We're both by nature eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So we have the same qualities, but the quantity is different because Krishna is infinite, and we are infinitesimal. And therefore, the relationship is of part to the whole, which means servant to the master. So that's our relationship. The difference of individuality continues, otherwise there would be no question of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means that the Lord is there, the devotee is there,
and the activity of exchange of love between the Lord and the devotee is there. Therefore, the individuality of two persons is present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual person. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to bhakti yoga. If one is not situated in the same transcendental position with the Lord, one cannot serve the Supreme Lord. To be a personal assistant to a king, one must acquire the qualifications. Thus, the qualification is to become Brahman, or free from all material contamination. It is said in the Vedic literature, Brahmaiva san brahmapyeti. One can attain the supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. This means that one must qualitatively become one with Brahman. By attainment of Brahman, one does not lose his eternal Brahman identity as an individual soul. So, this is the means for coming to the transcendental platform. And as Maharaj indicated, there's a gradual process for coming to the transcendental platform. It's not a question that one is immediately 100%, but if one has faith in the process of devotional service, and his or her goal of life is the service of Krishna, then he or she is considered a pure devotee and is able to serve the Supreme Pure. Hearing these verses and considering one's own experiences in devotional service and seeing others in devotional service, one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada about it, because it seems that we are affected by the modes of nature, even if we are fully engaged in devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada replied that it's like a person in a boat in the ocean. The waves may hit the boat and rock the boat, but as long as one is in the boat, one will not get wet. So being in the boat and not getting wet means one is transcendentally situated. One is not being affected by the material modes, although there may be some rocking. But again, as one becomes more expert, one can guide the boat in such a way that that rocking is minimized. So it's a great privilege that we all have to serve the Lord, to associate with the Lord and serve the Lord. We're not qualified, but it's by the mercy of the Lord and the disciplic succession, especially the merciful Lords Gaur Nitai and their merciful servants, especially Srila Prabhupada, that we have this opportunity. And because we're not really qualified, and even if we are, we wouldn't feel that we are. So we should always pray not to make any mistake in our execution of devotional service, not to commit any offenses,
And if we do happen to commit some offense, to follow the prescribed remedy. And in that humble mood, and chanting the holy name in that humble mood, we can serve. We can serve in the association of devotees, we can serve the deities, and we can please Krishna and make progress. So it's a great day for Radha Govinda Nandini, Devi Dasi. She was given her mantra on Balaram Purnima Day. And yes, she waited for some time. And waiting is also good. One shouldn't wait to become qualified, but one should wait until one is somewhat confident that by the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas that one can, you know, maintain one's position. Bhakti Rab was offered first initiation in 1979, so 32 years. 32 years. So yes, slow but steady, or well. Unsteady, too steady. And Radha Govinda Nandini is a child of devotee parents, so it's also very encouraging to see her come to this stage. In her devotional service. As His Holiness Ratatvaja Swami often told me, speaking about the youth, that they are born in the Hare Krishna movement, but they haven't decided to join the Hare Krishna movement. But you've decided to join the Hare Krishna movement and to take that responsibility and make that commitment as a second initiated devotee. So we're all very pleased and proud of you. And I'm sure that you'll be a great light to your family, to the whole community. So now we wish you all the best, and we're very hopeful that you'll live up to the hopes and expectations of your friends and well-wishers. Hare Krishna. So now we call the initiates forward. So now we'll call the new initiates forward to take their vows. Begin first by offering obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, his Vyasa-san, to Mal Krishna Goswami, and then come and offer respects here, obeisances here. First, Bhakta Chuck.
Okay.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So what are the four principles that you undertake to follow?
Not even 100 years. Man. No meat eating, no intoxication. No mental speculation or gambling, and
it's so far from his consciousness. Can't even think of it, like so far beyond it.
So many bad attributes.
All right, start again. Oh, you got it? All right, start again. What are the four regulative principles, the four basic principles?
No meat eating or slaughtering of animals or any other living beings as much as possible. No intoxication, no gambling. Oh, no illicit sex.
You'll be sitting for sannyas in no time. And how many rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra minimum?
The minimum would be 60 rounds per day.
Good. And I always give the devotees in this situation a chance to say more if they want to express any other determination.
I have so many, but the main determination is just to realize that Krishna is everything and that the Guru is the pathway to Krishna, and always to worship and respect my spiritual master and never do anything without his approval.
Right? Yeah. So on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, I'm pleased to accept you as a duly initiated disciple and give you the name Chaitanya Charan Das. Offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami. Chaitanya means Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and Charan means the lotus feet, servant of the lotus feet, which includes all the devotees who have taken shelter under Chaitanya's lotus feet. Bhakti Rab.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
No, you go there. You go there.
Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Rab is here. What are the four regulative principles that you undertake to follow?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication. And no mental speculation.
Good. And how many rounds minimum?
16 rounds a day, minimum.
Good. And is there anything else you would like to express now, or any other intention that you wish to reveal?
I would just want to dedicate my life to glorifying the lotus feet of my spiritual master, using my grace, and to spread this Krishna conscious movement as much as you empower me to do.
On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, I'm pleased to accept you as a duly initiated disciple, and your name henceforth will be Petit Pavan Das. Petit Pavan means the deliverer of the most fallen, and it generally applies to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. But all of their devotees are Petit Pavan. But there's a special significance to this name for Bhakti Rab, which I shall disclose to you. He wrote me a letter, and I will read most of it. In 1986, I was up for my second opportunity to take initiation. The first was in 1979. Srila Gurudev, Tamal Krishna Goswami, was so kind. He called me and my wife into his room and said he wanted to initiate us. He went over the principles one by one each time and answered his own question. Meat eating? No. Gambling? No. Illicit sex? No. Intoxication? He made a long pause. I answered, well, I've been smoking some cigarettes. He said, well, you better get it together. I want to initiate you too. And then he said, boy, if I initiate you, then I'll really be known as Petit Pava. Wow. So...
Yes, he is Petit Pavan, and so you are Petit Pavan Das. Well, that's enough. So you can offer, do you want, yeah, offer your obeisances and then take your place. Bhaktin Darcy.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes, I should mention that Chaitanya Charan and Petit Pavan get up at 1:30 every morning and chant 16 rounds before Mangal Arati. So, what are the four regulative principles that you undertake to follow?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
And how many rounds minimum?
16 rounds minimum.
And would you like to say anything on this special occasion?
Maharaj, I'll try and chant 25 rounds on the Kadashi. And just aspire to be the servant of the servant and become Krishna conscious and spread Krishna consciousness.
On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, I'm pleased to accept you as a duly initiated disciple, and henceforth you shall be known as Vrinda Priya Dasi. Vrinda means Vrinda, Devi. And Vrinda Priya, Priya means dear, so it means one who's dear to Vrinda Devi, and that begins with Radharani and Krishna. But it also includes anyone who's dear to them. Anyone who's dear to them is also dear to Vrinda Devi. And it also means Vrinda who is dear. Yeah. Sanskrit is like that. I remember when Tamal Krishna Goswami's drama, Jagannath Priyanatakam, came out. I was thinking of the title and I asked him, does it mean the drama that's dear to Lord Jagannath, or does it mean the drama is about Lord Jagannath who's dear? Or does it mean the drama about those who are dear to Lord Jagannath? And he said, all three are true. So, we wish you all the best. You've also gone through some tests to come to this stage. And, but you've passed them. And so, we're very happy. You have many friends in the community here who are great well-wishers and supporters of you, and I'm glad you're here, and they're also glad you're here. Hare Krishna.